You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Right now, we're in the midst of two truths and a lie. It's pretty simple. We just throw out some statements, and you have to figure out which one of us is lying in order to get your prize. And let's see who we're starting with today. Candace is going first. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
You ready to play two truths and a lie?
I am ready.
We're going to let Emily go first on all of these today. So,
okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're up, Emily.
Candace, a guy in Michigan recently downloaded the new Windows 10, but he didn't realize that Windows 10 automatically takes all the pictures stored on your computer and uses it as a screensaver. So his wife woke up and realized that he had a little bit of a pornography addiction.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. My turn?
Yeah.
This one comes out of Montana. A bow hunter's recovering after he survived a grizzly bear attack, but he remembered what his grandma told him, and he shoved his arm down the grizzly bear's throat. Bear ran off. He survived.
Or is it this one? Mars is about 15% larger than Earth. All right, so who's lying?
Emily.
You think Emily's lying? I wish. No, that is a true story.
That's absolutely true.
Dude loves porn. What can you say?
The lie this time was about Mars. Mars is not 15% larger than Earth.
Oh, Mars.
Oh, bummer.
I'm glad you tried. Will you have a great day, please?
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, here comes Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Let's play two truths and a lie. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, Emily.
Okay, a new survey recently found out that yellow is the most popular color in America. And that same survey also says that yellow is recognized globally as having an underlying association with obesity and mediocrity.
Oh, no.
Jeremy?
The McDonald's.
Right. This one, I think, comes out of, let's say, Ohio. The guy was so high he couldn't feel his hands, so he called 911. The cops showed up and found the poor guy laying on the ground in his living room, laying on top of Chips Ahoy, Doritos, and Goldfish.
Or is it this one? Mars is about 50% smaller than Earth. Who's
I'm
lying?
I'm going to have to go with Emily.
Are you going to say Emily also?
God, what is up with my lady friends?
Yeah, but this time you're right.
Yay!
that was good. That was total BS. Yeah. It's not yellow.
But look at it. I used big words.
You almost had me convinced with the obesity part, though.
Yeah. See?
Listen, Alex, hold on the line, please, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next up is Markella. Hi, Markella.
Good morning.
Are you ready to spot the lie?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Markella, a woman in Germany was going for a bike ride a few months ago, and she got hit by a stray bullet from a hunter. However, she survived. She actually walked away with just a bruise because the bullet hit the underwire in her bra, and it saved her life. Big boobies.
Jeremy?
All right. This actually just came out this morning, so it's hashtag trending. AMC says they're going to be canceling The Walking Dead. This is the last season because the director said it is frightening his children too much, giving them horrible nightmares.
Oh, no.
Or is it this one? Columbus, quote, discovered the Americas. Today is Columbus Day, isn't it? Columbus discovered the Americas 523 years ago. All right. Who's lying?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, you got it.
Correct.
Oh, thank God.
That would suck, huh?
They will never cancel that show. I think I heard an interview with one of the guys in the show who said that he expects it to be on for 20 years or more.
Yeah, it's the new Simpsons.
We love dead people. What can I say? It's America.
Who doesn't love walking dead people?
Markella, you win. Hold on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here comes Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Good morning.
You ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All righty. Sweet Melissa. Tori Spelling, the actress who played Donna on the original Beverly Hills 90210, she took a lie detector test last week and admitted that she had boom boom with the actors that played David, Brandon, and Dylan while they were filming the series.
She got around.
Little harlot.
Jeremy?
So this lady recently put up her Halloween decorations, including a dummy that looked like a corpse. And apparently it's so realistic, people have been trying to give this dummy CPR, and they're calling 911 about it.
Oh my God,
there's a dead lady.
Or is it this one? A new report says that the worst time to eat anything is when you're walking.
I'm going to have to go with the dummy.
Is that so you're saying so Jeremy's
Emily?
A lie?
Hey! Don't you ding him. Don't you ding him.
See what I
so
did.
So you're saying it's the corpse CPR?
Yeah.
Nope. That's actually a true story.
True story out of Detroit.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd like to see that.
It was Tori Spelling. She did sleep with the actors that played David and Brandon, but not Dylan.
That's where she drew the line.
Not Luke Perry.
Melissa, have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. All right. We got time for one more. It's Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Good morning.
Two truths.
Oh, cheer up, Bunky.
Two truths and a lie. Go ahead, Emily.
All right, short and sweet. Tracy, 11% of Americans eat ice cream every single day.
Jeremy. Delish. Local story. Guy here in Colorado robbed a preschool, and apparently while he was doing it, he poop-eat himself. He left his shorts behind. Cops got the DNA and arrested him.
Or is it Peyton Manning threw his record 540th touchdown pass yesterday in the win over Oakland? Who's lying?
I would say it's number two, the preschool.
Preschool one?
As in number two, yeah.
Well,
no! That is a true story.
Unfortunately, that's true.
That's true.
Ah, crap, right?
Believe it or not, yes. Tracy, the lie that time was Peyton Manning. He did not throw a touchdown pass yesterday. In fact, people are starting to
wonder
aloud if it's time for the Broncos to make a change.
And I even watched part of the game.
Oh, man. Listen, thanks for trying. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, you know what? We fooled three of the five this time.
Not bad.
That is two truths and a lie here at 100.3.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.